Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm always thanking the listeners, the viewers, for supporting us and keeping us on air. We're all in this together. But, you know, somebody we don't thank enough is not just God, obviously. God's the reason for everything. The maker. But our ancestors and our folks and the people that believed in freedom and justice and that carved it out of really barbarous times so that we could be here today and have free speech enshrined, have the Second Amendment enshrined. They didn't give us those rights, but they said we cherish them and that we defend them. They just want us to forget about all that, forget about mothers loving their babies. They want us to forget about men being strong and standing up for what's right. You got Matt Bracken joining us. You know, they say a prophet's not in his own country. He's always been coming on the air for, I don't know, long time. He's always like, you ought to read this book I wrote. And I've read some of his books. You ought to read this stuff I wrote back in 2003. And finally, Mike Adams sent me an excerpt of it this last night. And I read it. And I'm like, my God, that's exactly what's happening in Virginia. He predicted the very scenario they're following. Now, they may have read his book and actually used it. And something criminal groups will do is they'll use a book as a scenario so they get caught with it. Oh, it's just a book. In a lot of cases of that. They've got some tricks up their sleeves. They are being routed right now, which is what makes them so dangerous. So Matt Bracken joins us. And then there's all this other news and information I haven't hit, and the big Epstein news we're going to bring out tomorrow. That is very, very obviously important. And why it's been suppressed, that's a whole other story that feeds into all of this. But I wanted to play this again because we only played part of it. And I've got a three-minute compilation, a four-minute compilation, a five-minute compilation, and some of the clips are in all the compilations, some of them aren't, but there's so many new clips of the talking point that it's wonderful to kill babies and women should do it to empower themselves and those little bastards need to be sliced up and their body parts sold and women need to do it. And they even have actresses claim they're getting abortions. It turns out they're actresses and it's fake. And going, oh, it feels good. I enjoy that. It's sexual. Oh, it feels so good. While they're supposedly getting one, this is real evil. It's blasphemy. It's just taking, you know, the beauty of women and loving their babies and being wonderful creatures and little nest for the baby and turning it into something ugly. I mean, just imagine, though, if I came up with a headline, you're going to see an auditorium of a couple thousand people cheer a mother saying she felt like God killing her child. Usually they'd say, oh, it's not a child because of 3D. They know, everybody knows it's a child sucking its thumb, you know, at 3 months old and all that. And singing and hopping around in their little, just, you know, universe that you just raid and destroy that whole future. That callousness is if any of us are safe, if we do that to our most vulnerable. That's the spirit of this thing. What you do to the least of these you've done to me, as Christ said. It's all right there. It's prima facie. And now they're just everywhere saying, it's religious, do it, you'll feel great, kill your children. And Whoopi Goldberg and all these, you know, gross sexies, get out of my vagina. You're the one that put it there. And now you're going to kill it. But instead, it's now a sacrament. Here it is.
Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out of here.
Believe me.
In a real way. We talk about it in a very legislative way, but not in a real way. So I think a lot of women have a lot of apprehension surrounding it. You know, we talk about it so negatively that you feel like you should have this sense of shame after you get an abortion. Well, you can feel any way you want after you get an abortion. Get one. See how you feel. You know how my abortion made me feel? Very powerful. You know how people say you can't play God? I walked out of there being like, move over, Morgan Freeman. I am God.
you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it's official. Democrat talking points now are that it's fun to kill babies because it makes women powerful and makes them feel like God. That is 100% what happens in child sacrifice and why Satanists do it. Again, that's so well known in literature, in history, in art, that when George Lucas wrote Episode 3 of Star Wars, Emperor Palpatine tells Darth Vader, I want you to go kill several hundred children. You will not be a Sith until you've done that. To make your journey to the dark side complete, you must go kill children.
Do what must be done, Lord Vader. Go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the younglings. Only then will you be strong enough in the dark side and your journey will be complete.
But now you can watch The View, and you can watch CNN, and you can watch Comedy Central, and it's like, God, I really enjoyed killing my baby. I felt so good. And I can play the clips of a woman goes, oh, God, it's so sexually pleasurable. Oh, I had a huge orgasm when they killed it. Of course, it's not true. Turned out she was an actress. But that was put on HBO. As a woman's, just a woman going, So people go, well, God, this sounds like a wonder. And it's a big thing online. Paul Wash has written about it in feminist magazines. The sexual pleasure of killing your child. And now the women go, you're right, it's not a fetus, it's a baby, and I'm gonna have them pour acid into my womb and burn it to death. I don't want it to hurt. You mean to play the clips for you? Because I've got power. Wow. Can you imagine the spirit attached to those women? Can you imagine that if you saw Jeffrey Dahmer standing over some 14-year-old he grabbed out of the street, injecting boat cleaner acid into their brains because he wanted them to be zombies so he could have sex with them. Some of them lived up to a week. You'd go, this is horrible. He just wanted love with somebody, though, because no one wanted to be with them. He was horrible. He wanted somebody that would do what he said. He wanted power. He called that love. And would lure young men and underage boys into his apartment where he would torture them to death. But when a mother gets up and gets that gleam in her eye and goes, man, it felt good. Imagine somebody walked up to Michelle Wolf on the street, pulled out a big old double-edged dagger, and I'm not saying do this, because I'm not like her, and just said, you know what, I feel powerful, and just slit her throat. And she's like, blood, you know, like, wow, I feel powerful. Yeah, you know, it'd be all over the news. Oh, my God, terrorist attack, right wing. My God, she just said she loves killing her baby and got off on it. They're just getting you ready, burning out your instinct to resist this, just everywhere. Vice and HBO and all and the New York Times and Salon, all promoting pedophilia everywhere. And Charleston Elders, same program, 1993, gets into office, 1994. Surgeon General. She says, You need to help the children in kindergarten. Teachers need to reach down and help them masturbate.
A gross, sickening, evil person from the state saying, I want to ejaculate, or your little girl or little boy, something, if a parent did it, they'd be arrested and should be. But the state wants the power to ruin their innocence and abuse your children, and they go, well, it's a black lady, so it's okay, right? And she talks like this. You want to play the clip? Reach down and help them. And now it's all over the news. Europe's doing it. And when it turns out thousands of girls as young as 8 are grabbed and put into sex slavery by Muslims, the media says if you report it's Muslims, you're arrested. And then some articles go, well, these young girls are lucky. They're learning a profession. The left makes jokes about it. Would they make a joke about it if you drove ice picks into their eyes? We're going to go to break in a moment, come back with Matt Braggin for 2 segments. In the last segment, Tucker Carlson and the move against big tech is imminent if they'll just pull the trigger, but they're locked and loaded. So a lot of planets are aligning politically, economically, culturally, but the globalists know they're losing. They're going to pull something big, and Matt Braggin foresaw it 17 years ago, 16 years and change. He's joining us next segment. But if you just joined us, again, I'm not going to play the 5-minute and 3-minute compilations of all this. In fact, I'm remembering compilations that we haven't even played in a while, where the women say they have orgasms when they and that they like to get pregnant with their boyfriend because they like to kill babies and have the power over babies, and that it really turns them on to feel the baby kick. And I mean, these people are sick, 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 folks. And I know you're tuning in and going, man, is this really going on? Yeah, it's going on. It's a total celebration of evil. And remember, Michelle Wolf and all these other, quote, female comics that go out there and attack families, attack women, attack children, they even have to take those stars off on Netflix and places because they'll get half a star out of 5. People are rejecting this. It's not getting ratings. They don't like it. But still, it doesn't matter. The image of a mother, the Madonna, is someone that wipes their ass with their own child, that tortures their child to death. And they use a weird reverse psychology. Well, it's a woman, so it's okay to be cute. It's female empowerment. Well, in every ancient society, when they started to degenerate, they would order women to take their firstborn sons. It's in every history book. It's in burial grounds all over the world. And to throw their babies into fiery pits or into pools of water for the winged serpent in Mesoamerica and to different horned gods in Europe and in Africa, again, to snake gods. And in Asia, to snake gods. These cultures were not in communication with each other, but they were, in every case, right before their fall, killing babies for demon gods. And all over the Old Testament, they've dug up these places. It's in the Roman histories as well, Greek histories, confirmed. They're finding all where the Bible says that there'd be civilizations where they were eating and killing babies, and everyone else was like taking drugs and hurting themselves and all this, and then God would tell the Israelites, I want you to go in and wipe them all out. And they tried the last 50 years in colleges and go, that was just propaganda of the Israelites to wipe out their enemies. We don't believe that was going on. And they dig up these giant mass graves of burn up babies and then read the Sanskrit and the cuneiform and the hieroglyphs, and it's just like, oh my God. And it was the energy of the children being tortured to death that people were getting. Now, they would always secretly keep some alive and torture them for extra fun, but they found that would enrage the public would be too much. So generally, long-term torturing children wasn't allowed. It would just be quick in public. But inside the temple, they were really sucking them spiritually dry. Long, hardcore torture. Here's some of the devil worshippers in public.
We talk about it so negatively that you feel like you should have this sense of shame after you get an abortion. Well, you can feel any way you want after you get an abortion. on. See how you feel. You know how my abortion made me feel? Very powerful. You know how people say you can't play God? I walked out of there being like, move over, Morgan Freeman. I am God. Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out. Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you gotta get that baby out of there. You talk to me.
All right, Matt Bracken is up next. And believe me, do I need to tell you, you need to share the live links from band.video and infowars.com/show. Do I need to tell the Paul Revere's out there that it's critical this transmission get out there? Everybody tuning in knows you're hearing the truth here. We've got the facts. We're facing the facts. We're winning together thanks to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
December 22nd, 2019. InfoWars still on the air, still reaching millions, thanks to you. Thanks to this team. Thanks to everyone that values justice and freedom. Humanity's been taken down far, but it's awakening. You can hear and see the howls of anger from the social engineers who know time is running out for their plan. They can't defeat an awakened humanity, no matter how much money, no matter how many weapons, no matter how much propaganda. Once you decide to resist them with everything you've got, from the information war to getting on your knees to God, standing up to these thugs, they will fall, and they are falling. Matt Bracken is with us on this Sunday. Very, very thankful. I read some of his books years ago. Visit enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Really smart guy. And years ago, I know a lot of guys in the government and intelligence and smart people. They tune in because, you know, we're informed and have a lot of great guests as well. Because you ought to research Matt Bracken. He really knows what he's talking about. Well, he's always coming on the show saying, well, in this book, I predicted how they try a martial law scenario in Virginia with gun confiscation and how they'd use a mass shooting to trigger it and how the, you know, globalists are, you know, ever in real trouble. They're going to, you know, try this scenario. And we have George Soros' real documents now showing similar things. We have the Attorney General talking about going after Soros, how they're trying to install their people at the state and local level as prosecutors and sheriffs. But Bracken wrote this article, Virginia Checkpoints, What Could Possibly Go Wrong? And it's an excerpt of his 2003 book. And it's really best for him to break it all down. But it's got the quotes here, and it's eerily parallel to what they're saying they're going to start doing January 20th in Virginia, openly saying they want to use the military to confiscate guns, to arrest sheriffs that don't go confiscate the guns, all semi-autos. It's here. It's happening. The story's up on InfoWars.com. It's also at AmericanPartisan.org. And Matt Bracken joins us to really look at the constellation of what's going on currently and the fact that Trump is, even in their manipulated polls, it's backfiring their fake impeachment. But what are they going to try to remove him in the next 316 days? Matt Bracken, thank you for joining us tonight. I specifically want to get into the scenarios in Virginia, other areas of the country, and other tricks you think they have up their sleeves, because I don't want to sit here as the awakening happens and as everything the globalist does falls on its face and be overconfident, because you've laid out scenarios that we now see starting to happen. Give us that over-the-horizon radar and what you think's coming next.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I've been watching the show. It's what you've been recounting about the feeling power through murdering babies. I mean, it's all spot on. These are like flashing red warning lights for a society that's really approaching the abyss in many respects. I wrote this novel in the early 2000s, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, because I'm a student of history for a long time. I was an officer in the SEAL teams. I saw some corruption in the military where units were given no oversight at all, and they just had a black budget, and they went way off the rails. And I've been studying other types of units that have gone off the rails. Sometimes they start with very good motives and very good ideas. And I'd like to draw a line from what's happening in Virginia through Northern Ireland in the 70s and 80s, and then back to Kenya and the Mau Mau Wars in the 1950s, there was a British officer, just a lieutenant at the end of World War II, but he was in Kenya during the Mau Mau uprising, and he came up with this concept he called gangs and counter gangs. It's really about false flag operations. And he literally wrote a book, the book called Gangs and Counter Gangs. You can find a PDF floating around the internet. His name is Frank Kitson. It was very effective in Kenya. And what they did was they used black gangs that would dress and appear to be one of the factions fighting in the Mau Mau uprising to attack another faction and then leave false clues. This got the different factions within the Mau Mau uprising, instead of focusing and fighting against the British colonial rule, they began fighting each other. So this was considered very successful. Frank Kitson is promoted major colonel. He becomes a brigadier general in 1970. He's the like rising star. He goes to Northern Ireland. He's going to use these gangs and counter gangs, false flag tactics in Northern Ireland, thinking, hey, it worked in Kenya. It ought to
work. And by the way, you're talking about mainline history. This is all admitted. I had steak knife one of the British commandos that was running this, blowing stuff up, blaming it on the Irish, on the show, and he was killed like 2 weeks later. So people to know that's how dangerous all this is. Please continue.
Yeah, so the SAS used sock puppets like Ulster Volunteer Force, things like that, to do some of their dirty work, but they literally planted false bombs. They put bombs in British and our Protestant pubs to be blamed on the Irish. They thought it worked in Kenya with the Mau Mau uprising. Well, it was like pouring rocket fuel on the IRA. When they tried this tactic that had been successful, 15 years earlier in East Africa, when they tried it in Northern Ireland, it was a major backfire. Now, bringing it to today, the special units that we've been training, that have been learning a lot of tricks in Iraq and Afghanistan and really all over the world, because those are just the overt places. We've got special forces all over the places, all over the globe, really, doing dirty tricks and dirty ops. They come home. We see that the tactics and strategies that are employed around the world by our special operations forces and our intelligence agencies, we see them bring it home. You can see it in the deep state coup. That's what it was. They're using the old Mission Impossible of false flag operations that we would use, say, in the third world, in South America or South Asia. They tried to use those tricks against Trump. Well, if they try to do these things in Virginia, false flag missions, discrediting operations, leaving bombs that'll be attributed to right-wing militias, it's going to be what happened in Northern Ireland. It's going to have the exact opposite effect. Instead of discrediting the so-called right-wing white nationalist militias, it's going to be like pouring rocket fuel onto the fire, just like it was when Frank Kitson took his Mau Mau strategy to Northern Ireland. There's never been a civil war in the history of the world where there have been so many tens of thousands of patriots, nationalists, who are armed with long-range weapons. It completely changes the equation. Now, you can roll into a village in Turkey or Iraq or Afghanistan with, 10 trucks, a couple armored personnel carriers, put up a perimeter around the village and sweep it. That will not work in Virginia. That will not work in Virginia.
Let's talk about how the globalists are going to try to destabilize everything with false flags and provocateur ops, while they're so upset that we exposed what they were trying to gin up in Virginia a few years ago, and why they hoped we wouldn't be on air to have people there to cover it this time. We're not just going to cover it. We're going to have dozens of our people in Virginia on the 20th to stop the deep state from pulling us off.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. Now, we know Soros has planned violence at events that would trigger race war and martial law. I have the documents right here, covered it earlier. We're showing you the history with a former Navy SEAL officer who works in the Middle East and around the world. And you know, these tactics are taught by governments all over the place. Army intelligence officers at the level of captain are taught about false flags. That came out in the WikiLeaks. They confirm those are real documents. Doesn't mean they're taught to carry out false flags, but if you're in any real war, groups are doing it. The CIA did it to the Vietnamese in the north. They did it to us. Dirty tricks are very old, where you commit an atrocity, blame it on your enemies. The left needs that. That's why they had their own Antifa do Texas and Ohio. You notice they expunged it all and tried to say they were right-wingers and Trump supporters. So there's lots of levels to this. Blame something a crazy does on us. Stage something. Wind it up. This is a Charlottesville where they collide two groups together to create the narrative on a bigger scale. Explain why it's so big and why your article from 16 years ago is so important. It's posted to the front page of Infowars.com, Matt.
My first novel, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, it actually begins with a false flag sniper attack on a stadium. And that leads immediately to Congress passing a law banning semi-automatic so-called assault rifles. Then politicians, notably in Virginia and Maryland, they try to get out in front of this, what they perceive as the winning hand or a way to publicize themselves to higher office, by actually promoting the gun confiscation side, the way that Northam is in Virginia, the blackface baby killer himself. And, you know, he's actually talking about consequences for police departments and sheriff's offices that don't enforce the laws. And it almost, you know, it's like I'm just shaking my head. That's the most famous book called Unintended Consequences. They've got no idea. So in the short excerpt that's posted at American Partisan, it's just highlighting a checkpoint, a gun checkpoint that goes completely haywire, out of control, action begetting action, and amplifying at each step that these politicians that think that they can just pass the law and force the law and it's going to go down, they really have no idea how this can accelerate out of their control so fast. And my fear is that Richmond is going to be seen as an opportunity for like a Charlottesville on steroids. The left is very desperate. The impeachment, the sham is not really working, and they need to change the subject and throw a Hail Mary pass, something that they can then pin on Trump. You know, Trump, the white nationalist, the racist. You know, hope if they get something going haywire, out of control.
And Matt, let me just add to this. They're the ones saying we're going to use the military. They're the ones where you have the attorney general, you have the governor. They're all in scandals. They've all been caught in big corruption problems. They're all perfectly compromised and being flogged into these provocative statements. If you're really just going to come for the guns, you'd pass the laws, put pressure on people. No, they're all wanting a confrontation. They're all trying to rabble rouse people into this.
Yes, because I think that their perception is that they can force Trump into a misstep, you know, a mortal sin, something when, you know, he said whatever he said in Charlottesville was spun as Trump says there's good Nazis, which was a lie. But that's
let me
how
stop you again.
They can spin
major law enforcement publications. Please put that back on screen, guys. Major law enforcement publications like Law Enforcement Today having to say, National Guardsmen, we will not comply if ordered by Virginia governor to arrest police, confiscate guns. That's the level. That's December 20th, 2 days ago. We've gotten to. This is not us saying this is coming. This is, hell yes, I'm going to take your, you know, your semi-autos. Hell yes, you know, we're going to kill gun owners if they don't turn them in. Yeah. The lead Democrat whip in the House saying we're going to hang Trump on national TV. I mean, these people are spoiling for a fight.
Yeah, this is Virginia is a microcosm of the red-blue county map, where you've got a majority population in just a few blue counties in Richmond, Northern Virginia, tipped heavily by the immigrant influx, where you give them driver's licenses and then basically point them at the polling booth. So they've tipped the population of states like Virginia, but 90% of the counties are hard, red, conservative, dyed-in-the-wool, you know, libertarians. So you've got 85 out of 95, or maybe 86 now, out of 95 Virginia counties voting to become sanctuary counties. And let me tell you, you can't just send a convoy of SUVs out into rural America anywhere and not be picked off by people with high-powered rifles. You know, a few thousand Taliban have kept us from conquering Afghanistan in 20 years.
Same thing in Vietnam. So let's expand on this. And that was social engineering. It's been declassified. The globalists started it, made us lose it on purpose to create the whole leftist movement here in the U.S. and expand it. But let's pull back here, Matt Bracken, quickly.
We have to understand that, again, they want this crisis, and just like the rest of the map of the country, they only control the big population centers where they bring in their election fraud. It can never be kicked out. And so this is just another example of how they intend to march the police out to confiscate guns. When citizens get killed, it's going to be just like in V for Vendetta when they shoot the little kid. But in the real world, it will explode. And the left thinks they can then go, oh, look, the white Christians, that's the way they're labeling it. It's not just white people, are evil. They're terrorists, and try to have a fight like Swallowswell said. He said, look, we want to have a confrontation. We're going to take your semi-autos, and if you resist, we'll use nuclear weapons. Showing the total arrogance that that is a city-destroying weapon, which would to be used on blue cities, and from his view. I'm not saying do that. It's not for rural areas, unless you want total extermination. Whoever uses that will be discredited right away, but it shows their military disconnect. Meanwhile, almost everyone that has military background hates their guts. Please continue. This is a Marie Antoinette let-them-eat-cake type statement.
Yeah, The reason that false flag operations are so effective, and this is the reason I wrote this book, because I could just see this coming. The reason it's so effective is there's a saying, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Well, in the land of mostly first level overt, you know, open level thinkers, a second level thinker is like a genius. So if you do a false flag operation, if there's a white militia redneck next to a gun outside the stadium after the stadium massacre, that's how it's going to play. Nobody's going to say, wait a minute, why would a white, you know, veteran do that? Why would they do that? The first level thinkers will go with the narrative that the evil white racists are just spoiling.
Because they're all primed to do it, and then we're not supposed to question when these things happen. They've got it all primed and ready. And they're saying that the media is going to be attacked. White terrorists are going to rise up and attack. The FBI says it's the number one threat when it doesn't even register as a threat. It's all primed and ready, all the shows, all the movies for this, except if they think two or three levels into what's going to happen if they start this hot civil war. I mean, these globalists are going to all have to run for the hills.
But in the meantime, it can lead to a cascade where, you know, if people are starting a sniper war in this country, it can lead to a cascade, which would be devastating for everybody. I mean, we're talking about the electricity going out, because a city, if it's rural versus urban, then urban's in the hurt locker because they don't feed themselves. They don't have their own water or electricity. So if we get
it's all set up culturally where the Christian right wingers know how to run things, know how to skin a buck, know how to run a trot line, have all the infrastructure, are awake, know what's going on. The cities are drugged out, satanic, literally out of their minds, falling apart, and they're trying to start a war with their food supply. Let me just say this. I want to invite you here because I want to go to Virginia with you. I want you to help us cover all this because you've been on top of this. We're going to be there to make sure this doesn't happen, or at least, you know, pray that it doesn't. But you're absolutely right. They're trying to start it. We've already caught them last time. I want to invite you to fly here after Christmas or in the new year. We don't have time to wait to start planning, man. I want you to help us out with this. And I'm trying to get a lot of other auxiliary reporters. You just agreed during the break you're going to work with us. We want other people. I want to work with Stuart Rhodes and others. We need to put a lot of personnel there and be very clear that we're not going to be with the fake white supremacist wind-up toys that they admittedly have hired. We're going to be there exposing them so they can't just say it's two groups, and we're going to stand against this. Matt Bracken, if you've got time, I've got Steve Pachinik on tomorrow and a bunch of the guests, but if you can pop in again, that would be wonderful to talk about the different scenarios that unfold. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Your article's up on InfoWars.com from 16 years ago. God bless you. Final segment on other key intel straight ahead. Please stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals.
secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm really sorry at Christmas time to have to talk about such serious issues. Well, there's fun football games and things on, but America's fighting for its life and starting to really win. But the globalists have got their task force. They control Virginia, and they've got a lot of the feds still on their payroll. They've already tried to stage things, and they're clearly trying to stage something in Virginia. Matt Bracken called it years ago, and he's going to be there. We're going to send crew there coming up on the 20th when they say they're going to start trying to move forward with their gun confiscations. We're going to try to have some fake right-wing, left-wing clashes there at the Commonwealth Capitol. We're going to be covering that. Matt, just in a minute and a half or so, recap. You were telling me during the break, you believe they're going to try to go operational with false flags or with gang, counter-gang operations, similar to how they set up the IRA. You believe that's how they're going to try to discredit the American resistance.
You know, you have to think that at the top of these task forces, at the level of the same level of people that were involved in the deep state coup, the poker buddies of people like Peter Strzok hate us. Okay, you know, Brennan was a communist who became the head of the CIA. Mueller is a kind of a religious communist, Comey. The people they've been promoting for years now hate our guts. They, as globalists, they don't like that the biggest threat is jihad. If jihad is the threat, then the solution is patriotic nationalism. Keep them out. So their goal as globalists is to break the back of what they call white nationalists. You know, that would be like George Washington, white nationalist. to break our back by discrediting us, by using discrediting false flag operations. So I think that Richmond is already up on their board, up on their screen. People will be promoted. You know, if they get the right consequences out of Richmond.
That's right. They're like Hitler, and this is the Battle of the Bulge. They believe they can turn it all around here, and all their propaganda is around this. We already know they staged the last Virginia deal by colliding the two groups together, having the police do it, and so they're planning something big. I totally agree. Come back tomorrow. Steve Pachinik's on, but come back and talk about how we stop it more. You're coming to town soon. Matt Bracken, thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I'm out of time, and I really wanted to get to the attack on free speech and who's really behind it and why Trump hasn't taken action, because the Republicans are paid off by these people. And Tucker Carlson did an incredible job Friday night laying this out, the full interview, and he also had some guests on. The full show is on Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson exposes D.C. conservatives for doing big tech's bidding, but it's bigger than that. Big mainstream corporate media, they don't want the competition. So that's also why they're shutting everybody down. And they don't care if people can't communicate politically, and that's the most effective thing, because they want to force all the TV buys, again, to be only on mainstream TV, not on the Internet. That's why they're happy big tech has banned Trump from advertising. So this is really the Achilles heel of Trump and the American people. And Barr's talking about taking action against big tech. There's only 316 days left. They need to act in the next month or so. It needs to happen now. Trump not acting has just allowed big tech and the rest of them to engage in levels of censorship and control not even seen in communist China. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Not letting them send out images of Melania Trump on Facebook. You know, not letting people show women shooting guns, saying that's terrorism. That's AI watching and controlling in live time what we do. It's not just not letting you upload a certain song and it instantly knows what the song is. It knows what your voice sounds like. It knows what your face looks like. It can ban Taiwanese emojis and Hong Kong flags. That's what's happening in live time, blocking it all. It's incredible. So I want to play part of this Tucker Carlson report. Please don't forget, if you get your order in tonight, or by tomorrow at about 2 o'clock, we'll get it shipped out anywhere in CONUS, continental United States. We have total delivery in our two different delivery systems. By then, not to Alaska, not to Hawaii. But you can also put in the comments section on checkout a note as a gift, and then that way they open the package. You can send it to friends and family and others. Do your last-minute shopping. They open it up. And it's from InfoWars. There's some stickers. There's whatever you bought them. The book, the film, the water filtration, the air filtration, the fluoride-free toothpaste. That's a great thing for your grandkids. Works so much better than the fluoride that's going to brain damage them. So send them Super Blue or Super Silver toothpaste. Vaso Beach is back in stock. Turbo Force, Brain Force. It's all there. We've got a lot of great gear, a lot of great knives, a lot of great T-shirts, books. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off the current order. Some of these are lost leaders. We need to sell everything out at the end of the year to not pay inventory tax and things, be able to fund ourselves in the next year. So thank you all for doing your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot stress to you enough how big a deal that is and how funding this operation is game-changing. They cannot stand the fact we're on the air. I'm risking my life doing this, so is Matt Bracken. This is not children's work. This is not Sunshine Patriot. This is Winter Soldier stuff. This is military stuff we're doing for the Republic as grassroots independent people. Okay? And more, the Justice Department and the military is coming over to America's side. We're digging the globalists out right now. It's been the grassroots doing it. But they're more and more behind the eight ball every day, and they need to stage big events. Now, I won't have time to play the full report. It's super powerful, but here's some of what Tucker Carlson lays out to understand what we're up against with the Koch brothers and others. The left are always claiming have funded me. Never any money. But, of course, really running the left as well. They are the deep state. Here it is.
We've told you a lot on this show over the past few years about how Google, Facebook, and Twitter work in secret to impose a left-wing political agenda on this country. In 2016, for example, Google employees worked behind the scenes to boost Hillary Clinton's voter turnout. They seemed despondent when they couldn't stop Donald Trump from winning. Google, as you well know, regularly suppresses conservative videos on YouTube. At one point, the company even contemplated rigging its search results to undermine Trump's immigration policy. Twitter, meanwhile, and you know this well, often often bans users entirely for the crime of disagreeing with the left. At this point, it is very clear that big tech hates conservatives and works assiduously to harm them. Republican voters are starting to figure this out. A Harris poll from last year found that 83% of Republicans understand that tech is biased against conservatives. Another poll this summer found that 42% of all voters, not just conservatives, believe the Trump administration should take action to push back against the tech monopoly's political bias. And yet so far, that's not happening. No one in Washington is doing anything to rein these companies in. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are a lot of things you could do if you wanted to. For example, tech companies have thrived under a special immunity they receive from Congress that protects them from lawsuits over what people say on their platform. It's an exemption that Fox News, for example, does not have. So why does Google have it? Senator Josh Hawley would like to know the answer. Hawley has proposed stripping that immunity from tech companies and treating them like everyone else unless they can maintain neutral platforms for all views, which of course was the original deal they struck. That's a great idea, but it hasn't happened. Another idea is breaking up major tech companies so that a handful of monopolies don't have effective veto power over the First Amendment, which is where we are today. It's another great idea, but again, it hasn't happened. Why all the inaction on these questions? Well, a big part of the problem is that conservative nonprofits here in Washington, the ones that are supposed to be looking out for you, aren't actually looking out for you. They're looking out for big tech. A new report from the Campaign for Accountability, obtained by this show, highlights how conservative organizations in D.C. have colluded with big tech to shield left-wing monopolies from any oversight at all. It's an amazing story, and it's happening now. This October, for example, Americans for Prosperity, that's a purportedly conservative group controlled by the billionaire Koch families, launched an ad supporting Facebook and Google. Again, not attacking, supporting Facebook and Google. The ads they ran targeted state attorneys general, Republican and Democrat, who were leading antitrust investigations into those two companies. In March, Americans for Prosperity ran digital ads urging members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to, quote, oppose any effort to use antitrust laws to break up America's innovative tech companies, end quote. In all, the Koch network quietly spent at least $10 million defending Silicon Valley companies that work to silence conservatives. The richest companies in the world being defended by a conservative nonprofit as they attack conservatives. Why did
he then goes in to how big tech is paying them off and paying off a lot of the little talk show hosts and people as well, like Ben Shapiro. So when you hear them saying all that, you wonder why Michael Savage is taken off the radio and Ben Shapiro is put in and into his very slot by the very same group. It's because it's a takeover. And they're doing it in front of everybody. And big tech helped communist China build their surveillance system and control system. So that's who they are. They put us all in camps just like the Chinese and put their people if they could get away with it. They're monsters that hide behind liberalism and all this garbage. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Only way these reports get out is you sharing them. Band.videos where you find the live feeds. Please share them. We have the huge Epstein breaking news tomorrow on the weekday show. Please tune in and please share the links. That's how we're going to beat these monsters. We can do it. Thank you and God bless you all. Have a great Christmas.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.